Fighting between government forces and the M23 rebel group has sent thousands of people on the run in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. It's not the first time.
We were just told that M23 have come back again. They emerged from the forest to attack the Congolese government. At the moment, we are just seeing government forces driving up and down the road, but we don't have a solution yet.
9 years ago, M23's fighters took control of swathes of territory along the border with neighbouring Rwanda. It's widely believed to be a proxy of Rwanda's government, although Rwanda denies it. Congo's army blames Rwanda for the recent attacks, which started on Tuesday. Congolese officers paraded these two prisoners in front of journalists in the city of Goma and said they were Rwandan soldiers fighting for the armed group.
The M23, supported by the Rwanda Defense Forces, has carried out incursions and attacks on DRC military positions in Chanzu and Runyoni in Rutshuru territory.
M23's fighters have taken control of some villages near the border with Uganda. The group denies having foreign support.
The M23 rebellion is a Congolese movement and it doesn't benefit support from any neighboring country. The accusations of the DRC is to just cover their incapacity on the ground. As for the current ongoing fighting, we are defending ourselves against the different attacks that we have been facing from the government army since many days.
Thousands of people have crossed the border into Uganda to get away from the fighting. Uganda and Rwanda have both been accused of meddling in eastern Congo and displacing people ever since they invaded in the 1990s. Congo has one of the world's largest UN peacekeeping missions. It's rarely effective at stopping violence, but in 2014 it helped defeat M23 with a strengthened mandate and extra troops sent from Tanzania, Malawi and South Africa. The defeat was a high point for Congo's army too. Its soldiers flushed out the rebel group with international support. Now it's short of resources and struggling to control parts of the east. People here are waiting to see how far M23 will go this time and if the Congolese army can stop them. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.